hands wet on the wheel.
Back at it here on a Friday. Good to have you here. Thank you for stopping in. Don't worry, the UFOs are coming. Pentagon said so. I've got that story coming up. We'll get to that, I promise. But first, strange things happening on planet Earth. We'll get to those first with our next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District, joining me now. Congressman, good to have you, as always, my friend.
Good to be with you. Good to hear your voice again.
I always wonder,
what will Steve ask me about today? And
you just
never
know.
How can he even pick with between riots, border, just the border
Spin
crisis
the wheel.
Going on, court packing, HR1, pandemic, normal, whatever Fauci thinks that might be, or an infrastructure plan without any infrastructure?
Yeah, well, infrastructure, if you mean a long list of Green New Deal spending spree, left-leaning wish list stuff, that would be a deal. Let's start with the border czar. Our border czar has been in place for a month. She said when she was running, this is Kamala Harris, of course, when she was running to be vice president, that what President Trump was doing in locking these children up at the border was a violation of human rights, international human rights, I might add. And yet, we're in a place now that's far worse. I mean, it's not even close. And here's the thing, sir. Places like Albion getting shipments of illegal alien minors coming in because it's big money. A couple of hundred bucks per kid, a couple of hundred kids a day. It's $40,000 a day. It's $12 million a month. This is happening all over the country. Hundreds of millions of dollars to organizations, billions of taxpayer dollars being spent, and nothing being done to slow it down at the border.
Nothing at all. And our czar, who is our vice president, has traveled all over this country, visiting ice cream shops and other places, literally. I'm not putting you on that one. But has not gone to the border yet. Says she's going to go to the triangle, but not to the border. And it is a humanitarian crisis unmatched in our history that's taking place right now. And then colleagues of mine, at least 70 of them, have been there in the last week and a half, including a good friend of mine who's a Democrat who was there and concurs. This is a humanitarian crisis that is not matched. Saw people that they saw in lines at the border who had come across illegally and were given packets of information of what they needed to do and who were on the planes going back to Minnesota and Ohio. Well, I should say Michigan because they went back to Detroit first. They were on the planes having not gone through COVID testing or anything. And this is what's taking place right now. It's a massive, massive humanitarian crisis and crisis for the United States. And this is all coming under our new president's watch, not Trump.
Exactly right. Right across the board. We had, and hard to tell because they've opened up military bases now to house these illegals. 20,000 minors in U.S. custody before I went on vacation, before I took a break last week. So the numbers continue to explode. We've heard from the Guatemalan president. We've heard from the Mexican president. They all say it's because Joe Biden made it obvious. Come on up. That's the takeaway, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've said that information always brings results. Education brings results. And when you have a president that says, come on up, we're opening up. We're not going to do what we did last. And now he acts as if he wants them to stop, but there's no indication that's true, because they're doing nothing to stop it. Then when you see pictures, and for instance, Fauci has shown the picture yesterday in a hearing of kids, minors, that are packed in a room, 500 of them that should have been for 30, and they're laying there with these silver blankets on them within 6 inches of each other. I mean, this is something that we ought to recoil from, even if we would say that this is the right thing to do with people. We're certainly not taking care of them when they come across. And in fact, what Trump did and what I saw just less than a year and a half ago at that same border and saw one room that had, before Trump took over, 3,500 people waiting to get into the United States, was one Honduran that was sitting there waiting to be put on a bus to be taken back to a camp across the border into Mexico again to wait for his time to come before a magistrate. The proper approach to take, as opposed to cramming people in and putting our nation at risk from COVID, let alone illegals, fentanyl, pushing human trafficking that's going on. Little kids dropped over the border fence, and a fence that now has been stopped in construction. And we're concerned that this president will want to go and deconstruct the fence as well. And a nation without borders is a region. It's not a nation. Why do people come here? Because of its laws. They come because they're going to be treated equally under the Constitution. But what they're seeing right now is a country that has lost all context with that, and the legal citizens are being treated second class. That isn't the way we should go.
Couldn't agree more. Let me switch gears to the pandemic. Let me switch gears to the fact that somewhere well over 50% of America now has had the vaccine and or been ill with the coronavirus. As it continues, 31 million known to have had it. People believe it's at least double that. That's 62 million. 90 million Americans, as of a few days ago, had either been fully vaccinated or partially vaccinated. And people are still talking about shutting Michigan down because we're doing terribly here. And with all of that happening, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, travels to Gulf Shores, Alabama to celebrate and party for spring break. What do you make of that?
It's another example of hypocrisy, people not living under the rules that they put on every other person. My contention right now is that Michigan is in its place. I'm not a doctor, nor do I play it on TV, but I think common sense says other states we've looked at who did not shut down as Michigan went through a normal process of people getting sick. I'm not denying that this is a real virus and it has great impact, but the majority of us do well, and while getting sick, we don't get extremely sick and we don't die, and so it begins to get that herd immunity in place normally, and we don't deconstruct our economy, and we don't put kids in a situation where they're not learning, and now they're thinking of suicide or self-harm or the things like that. Other states did it well. Michigan didn't, and we're suffering the consequences of it. And I think it's coming to a point in time, as I've asked for more vaccines to come, headed a letter just last week asking for the president to send more vaccines so that those that want it can have it. Those that don't want it should not be mandated, but nonetheless, at a point in time, we have to say it is finished. We have done what we can do. We have to realize that this could be around, but we're not going to lock ourselves up forever. And I, for one, am tired of wearing masks everywhere I go. I will wear a mask when a business owner wants me to wear a mask. But at this point in time, I'm going to be seen more and more without a mask because it is time for America to be free again and American citizens to be allowed to make their own decisions. And I think most of us will make good decisions. Don't you, Steve?
I agree with that. I think if you allow adults to conduct themselves like adults, they're going to be okay. I agree with you completely, but it is the hypocrisy of those that stand on high and dictate to the peasants and then ignore their own orders and allow those in their inner circle to do as they please that I find completely offensive. Sir, Fauci, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Fauci was asked yesterday by my friend
Jim Jordan,
colleague Jim Jordan, that, what is the time when we will declare ourselves free from being locked down?
For which
Fauci
he had no
answer.
Answer
that. And the reason he couldn't answer it because he doesn't have an answer for it.
Got to leave it right there.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk without the driver listening in. Okay, now that we're alone, we can talk about your friend's driving. It's okay, he can't hear us. Now, I'd never say this to his face, but he might be the worst driver in the history of the world. You should say something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. I better say something to the driver real quick so he doesn't get suspicious that we're talking about him. Still talking to the passenger. Not about you at all. Just going to be one more minute.
He is totally going to get you killed.
Find other interesting ways to speak up against reckless driving by visiting our website at speakuporelse.com. Because it doesn't matter what you say, just say something. Brought to you by the Ad Council and speakuporelse.com.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends. Things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.